is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Germany stood with France after a brutal knife attack on Thursday that claimed three lives at a church in the southern city of Nice. An attacker with a knife shouting Allahu Akbar beheaded a woman and killed two other people in a suspected terrorist attack. The mayor of Nice said on Twitter it had happened in or near the city's Notre Dame church and that police had detained the attacker. Nice's mayor also said the methods match those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb. The attacker had said he wanted to punish Paty for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class discussion on freedom of speech. Since Paty's killing, French officials, backed by many ordinary citizens, have reasserted the right to display the cartoons, and the images have been widely displayed at marches in solidarity with the killed teacher. That has prompted an outpouring of anger in parts of the Muslim world, with some governments accusing French leader Emmanuel Macron of pursuing an anti-Islam agenda. A Saudi citizen wounded a guard in a knife attack at the French consulate in Jeddah on Thursday, state media and the French embassy said. In a statement, the embassy said that the assailant was apprehended by Saudi security forces. The guard was taken to the hospital and his life is not in danger. Police in Mecca province, where Jeddah is situated, said the attacker was a Saudi, but it did not give the nationality of the guard, who they said had sustained minor injuries. The French embassy in Riyadh strongly condemned the attack and urged its nationals in Saudi Arabia to exercise extreme vigilance. This is VOA News. China is the gravest threat to the future of religious freedom, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday during a whirlwind Asian tour. Pompeo's trip this week, which kicked off in India and included visits to Sri Lanka, the Maldives, Indonesia, and later Friday, he'll head to Vietnam. In Indonesia, which has the world's biggest Muslim population, Pompeo took aim at China's treatment of its Uyghur minority. The gravest threat to the future of religious freedom is the Chinese Communist Party's war against people of all faiths, Muslims, Buddhists, Christians, and Falun Gong practitioners alike, Pompeo said in a speech Thursday to a major Muslim organization. Rights groups say that more than 1 million Uyghurs languish in camps in the northwest Xinjiang region as Beijing attempts to integrate the community. China has denied the numbers and describes the camps as vocational centers that teach skills to prevent the allure of Islamic radicalism following a series of attacks. Pompeo rejected what he called Beijing's fantastic tales of happy Uyghurs. China is Indonesia's biggest trading partner, and criticism in the Southeast Asian country of Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs has been muted. Two leading drug makers have agreed to provide 200 million doses of their potential COVID-19 vaccine to the COVAX facility. A vaccine candidate developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline is in early stage trials with results expected in December. Teams plan to begin phase 3 trials by the end of the year and request approval for the vaccine in the first half of 2021. A large quota of doses is set for a facility within COVAX, a coalition of governments, health organizations, businesses, and charities working to accelerate the development of COVID-19 vaccines worldwide. Vietnam deployed hundreds of soldiers and heavy machinery on Thursday to search for survivors after landslides were triggered by torrential rains from Typhoon Malawi, one of the strongest typhoons to hit the region in decades. The landslides, which struck remote areas in the central province of Quang Nam late Wednesday, left at least 19 people dead and 48 missing as rescue efforts were hampered by poor weather at the tail end of the storm, the government said. Typhoon Malawi has damaged more than 56,000 homes in Vietnam and left millions without electricity, with heavy rain expected in the central region until Saturday. More than a million people have been impacted for weeks by the storms, which have caused heavy rains and some of the worst flooding in years in central Vietnam, pushing relief agencies to their limits. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.